This is PGA Tour Countdown. Welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett, PGA Tour Countdown, and the countdown is beginning because the Honda Classic is a wrap. It's a wrap in a lot of different ways. The Honda will no longer be the Honda. We'll call it that until they come up with a new sponsor, but after 42 years of sponsorship on the PGA Tour, Honda will no longer be the sponsor. Thanks to Honda, they've been a fabulous partner of the PGA Tour, and but we hate to see them go, but it's going to be different. So, Chris Kirk, the final Honda Classic winner. And what a winner he was. Chris Kirk, great story. I'm sure most of you, I won't belabor you, but most of you probably know that story about how he went through some drinking issues and depression issues and from ups and downs of being on tour and winning a few times and then bottoming out. But Chris Kirk persevered through the help of, he attributes to God and family and friends. And he's back. He's won the Honda Classic. Had some interesting things to say in his post-round interview, and we're going to get into that as well as a couple of other interviews to give you some insights into what we thought was a really good golf tournament. It's a shame that it will no longer be Honda, but I'm sure they'll get a great sponsor to come in and go forward. So that being said, let's get right to it as we always do with the interviews live from the Media Center at the Honda Classic. Cha-ching, you know that sound? That's your sign, folks. This year, finally forget about those run-of-the-mill resolutions and instead start your own New Year's revolution. It's the sound to start selling on Shopify. Whether you're selling a 5-iron or an ironing board, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can focus on successfully growing your business. And we all want to do that. Growing our business is very important in 2023. Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without having to learn any new skills in design or code. And thanks to 24/7 help and an extensive business course library, Shopify is there to support your success every step of the way. And what else is incredible to me about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify is there to empower you with the confidence and control to take your business to the next level. Now, it's your turn to get serious about selling and try Shopify today. This is possibility powered by Shopify. Here's what I want you to do. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at Shopify.com/PGA Tour, all one word and all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/PGA Tour to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/PGA Tour.
Eek, if we can just get some comments on what's going through your mind.
Yeah, sure. No, it was a great week overall, and you know, I played three really good days of good ball striking, and then today, especially on the front nine, my ball striking wasn't where it needed to be, and I felt like I hung pretty tough, and I was really proud of that. I played as hard as I could, and, you know, I'm disappointed in the result, but, you know, it is what it is. Chris played great all day, so, you know, congratulations to him, and I was trying my best, but I can't wait to get back in that environment again. It was a lot of fun.
Man, that putt, the last putt, take us through that. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good putt. I the sun's going down, so you can't see maybe as well as you could in the when it was not as late in the day. But, you know, I hit a really good putt and just kind of caught that top edge. I must have hit just barely too hard to take the break. But, you know, I hit a good putt, and I was proud of that.
Was it shocking the putt didn't go down? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, it's still a, I don't know what it was, 15-footer or something like that. So, you know, but I did, when I looked up after I hit it, it looked like it was pretty good. And then as it got closer, it looked even better. And then it just, I think it was just carrying a little too much speed to take the break.
I mean, 15 tour start, to be in the heat like this on a Sunday, what do you learn about yourself on a week like this?
Well, I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I can't wait to get back and do it again. And I was also, like I said, I didn't have my best stuff today, and I was proud of how hard I fought and, you know, kind of stayed in it there on the back nine.
Was the is that kind of in your character to fight like that? They had Sam on the telecast. He said you're a great scrambler. I mean, you
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that. I think that's a good quality in somebody. So I'd like to think that I grind pretty hard and I try really hard. So I'd like it if people said that about me.
Well, good stuff. I mean, I imagine it's just such a positive week. What is the mix between knowing it was a really, really good week and not having the trophy?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's if you would have given me a chance to win the tournament in a playoff on, you know, Wednesday night, I think I would have taken that, obviously. So it's overall a positive. There's a lot that I can learn from it. And, you know, like I said, I had a lot of fun. I was, you know, proud of the way I played, and I can't wait to get back in that position.
Thank you.
Yeah, no
nice
worries.
Plan.
Yep.
Eric, oh my gosh, I'm very short. I walked up 18 with your mom, and she was just telling me about the year you've had and just coming from KFT to here. How does it feel watching yourself compete, play in a playoff, but then also just everything you've been through, you know, to make it to this point?
Yeah, no, it's a long road. Even before Korn Ferry Tour, you know, I played a lot of tournaments all over the place. So, but yeah, it's one of those things where if you play good golf, you know, it kind of takes care of itself. And, you know, like I said, I was just so happy to be out there today.
And what do you credit this success to? You just got engaged. You have your family here. I mean, what do you credit this day?
I think it's probably all of it. I'm in a good spot. I mean, my fiance and I live 30 minutes from here, so got to stay at home and spend time with our dog and, you know, some stuff that I don't get to do on a weekly basis. So that was nice. And I think that probably had me in a good mood, maybe. We'll go with that.
What's your biggest takeaway from this week?
I think it's just two things, probably. I've said it a couple of times already, but just like how hard I fought not having my best stuff today, and how much fun it was being in that moment. You know, I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to do it again.
That's awesome. Thank you. Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
All good?
Appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. PGA Tour Countdown would love to welcome a new sponsor, Green Chef. Guess what? I was already a customer of Green Chef. I absolutely love their products, and now they're a customer of ours. So let's talk a little bit about it. Let me tell you some of the top things that Green Chef can do for you. I mean, if you want to go keto, they've got it set up for you. You can go keto and get the recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus meal bundles at Green Market. Keep keto the easy and delicious way, okay? If you're craving more servings of a favorite recipe, now you can double the portions in your weekly order with just one click. And guess what? They're offering more customization than ever before, in addition to swapping protein in any meal that features chicken, beef, or salmon for USDA certified organic ground beef, USDA certified organic chicken, and wild caught sockeye salmon. Okay, Green Chef, the number one kit for eating well with dinners that work for you and not the other way around. And it's convenient and it's easy. Let me tell you, I personally can burn water, okay? Not a good cook at all, but I started using Green Chef, their instructions, their really cool cards that they send you with the product. You just go to the stove, go to the cutting board, and get after it. Very quick, very easy, and absolutely incredibly delicious. Let me tell you that 1% of their seafood meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch ratings of certified, best choice, or good alternative. With Green Chef, you're reducing your food waste up to 38%. Versus grocery shopping. And I know all of you out there love to go to the grocery. It's just a blast to go, isn't it? So let me tell you, go check out Green Chef, because what you got to do is go to greenchef.com/countdown60 and use code countdown60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Now let me tell you, that's countdown60 to get 60% off. That's a great deal. Folks, go check out Green Chef. You're going to love it.
Okay, well, we will go ahead and get started. We would like to welcome the winner of the 2023 Honda Classic, Chris Kirk. Chris, congratulations on your fifth career PGA Tour win, first since 2015. Is that right?
That is right.
Well, congratulations. It took a little bit of extra time on the job today, but you got the job done with that approach into 18 in the playoff was pretty much the exclamation point. With the win, you moved to number 6 in the FedEx Cup. I know there's a lot going on in your head, but if you could just kind of sum it all up and tell us how you're feeling initially.
Yeah, you know, definitely still trying to wrap my head around it for sure. But I'm so thankful to be able to do what I do for a living. I'm very thankful to have the life that I have, and to have the opportunity to compete on a stage like this and a tournament like this, and to be able to pull it off is, you know, a huge bonus. Sorry, a huge bonus for me. And yeah, just, I mean, unbelievable. Like I said, I don't have the words yet.
You talked a couple of different times outside, and you really credited your sobriety as the what's made just a tremendous difference. If you could just touch on that, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I owe everything that I have in my entire life to my sobriety. I wouldn't be doing this for a living anymore. I probably wouldn't have the family that I have currently anymore. You know, I was came really close to losing everything that I cared about. And so for that to have happened and worked out for me, obviously it was some decisions that I made, but mostly the grace of God and a lot of other people that really helped me along the way. But you know, that's something that's constantly in my mind. So it's pretty easy for me to see that, you know, winning the Honda Classic is kind of a bonus, you know, when literally every good thing I have in my life, I owe to that.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll take a few questions. We'll start right over here.
Chris, congratulations. There's so many parts and perks to winning. What's the best one?
I'm not going to lie to you. I came into this week at 47th in the world golf ranking, and that's usually not something that I care a whole lot about. But I have not played the Masters since 2016, I think.
Wow.
And you know, growing up in Georgia, that, you know, kind of means everything to me. So I've been watching that world ranking closely, trying to, you know, stay in the top 50. But to take care of it this week is, you know, that's going to be something that's incredibly special. You know, last time I played, my two older sons, Sawyer and Foster, were, I think, maybe two, just turned two, and like 4 months old. So now to be able to go back, they'll be 11 and 9, and then Wilder, my third son, will be 5. So that par 3 contest can't come soon enough. I'm really looking forward to that the whole week. But just to be able to make those memories with my wife and my kids will be awesome.
And you carry a reputation as a pretty cool level customer. What was the wave of emotions like on 18 as you hit the water, you hit the great shot at the end? What was that whole wave like?
You know, I didn't really feel that much until, you know, after it was over. Obviously, I was pissed when I hit it in the water. You know, I was just trying to stick with my game plan of what I was doing and stay aggressive and hit that right in the middle of the green and pushed it a little bit. But more, you know, if I had really flushed that one, it still would have covered and probably been right next to the hole. But, you know, it was a miscue for sure, and one that I almost got away with and didn't. But then after making a huge mistake like that, to still have a chance and go back there in the playoff felt great. And so I, you know, when I missed the fairway on 18, I was I would love to have piped one down the middle, but I almost like my chances better with a wedge into that pin than some of those shots from left or long. You know, everybody saw how difficult Eric's bunker shot was, and he had a great second shot. So, yeah, I liked the position I was in there, and then to be able to hit that great of a wedge shot under those circumstances felt amazing, and I was definitely glad that was a 6-inch putt, not a 4-footer.
First off, congratulations on winning tonight. That certainly means a lot to everybody. How well did you know Eric Cole going into today? And just talk about the way you guys went back at each other. I think y'all had like 10 holes where you had different scores. Y'all were just kind of going back and forth.
I did not know Eric at all until today. He was great to play with. I was very impressed with his game. I was very impressed with his demeanor. We had good conversation out there. You know, it was very, you know, as relaxed as it can be in that scenario. But it was pretty cool talking to him. You know, he's being a rookie on the tour and as young looking as he is, I just kind of assumed he was 24 like every other rookie on tour. He's actually 34 and has had quite a journey, sounds like, to get to this level, and I think we'll stick for quite a while. He's got a really great game. I was impressed by the way he hit it. He putted incredible. It was just really solid all around.
Congratulations. I remember talking to you a couple of years ago here about your life's journey, and you said then that you've been very open about it, but you weren't open. You didn't think about sending a message to other people, but now you have a platform, you're on a stage, and when you talk about it, how much do you think it can help people when they hear someone like you having gone through what you went through and where you've come now?
Yeah, I've gotten to see it firsthand. Thankfully, it's been amazing getting to connect with people and meet people that have, you know, it's been, I couldn't really put a number on it, but it's been a lot of people that have reached out to me directly and said, I read your story or I heard your story and that made me decide that it was time, you know. And when I first came back to playing and was very open and honest about it, that was not in my mind at all. You know, it was more, it was for me because I felt I'd lived this life for a number of years where I was just, you know, lying to myself, lying to my family, and hiding a lot of things. And so the honesty of the process that I went through to get better just felt so good that I had nothing to hide. And so it was just the natural thing for me to do. But now on the back end a little bit, it's been amazing. You know, it's not, like I said, not something that I really saw happening, but to be able to connect with people and hear people that, you know, for somebody to say, I got sober because of you and my life has changed because of you. I mean, you can't really describe how unreal that is with words.
Jack?
Chris, that's back-to-back wins by Georgia Bulldogs at this place for in the last 10 years. What is it about, you know, the dogs at this venue?
I think you'll definitely see a lot of guys, you know, with the sort of grainy Bermuda greens and the wind, you'll see a lot of guys that grew up in the South and are familiar with playing in the South. Just like you see a lot of California guys win at Riv, you know. It's just sort of what we're comfortable on. I would say it's probably not a whole lot more than that, other than there's a lot of really good Georgia players too.
And I know you like to mix up your caddies every now and then. How important was Michael down the stretch for you through that roller coaster over the last couple of holes?
Yeah, Michael has, you know, Michael played golf at Georgia, also played mini tours for a number of years, and has caddied for me off and on for the last, I guess, almost 3 years now. And he's just really kind of gotten to the point where he knows me so well. He knows what I need and what I don't need. He knows when to say the right thing and when to just leave me alone. And he was unbelievable. Yeah, there was a number of putts on the back nine that I was really unsure of. You know, that putt on 16, I got down and read it and I had him look at it and I was just like, I got no idea. Just tell me what to do. And he read that one perfect and made it. But more than that, he's just a very calming influence out there for me. And obviously a very, very close friend. And so we care for each other a lot and really want to see each other succeed. So he's turned into a pretty darn good caddy.
Jeff?
Chris, you've had a nice year already. And knocked on the door early in the season at what Amex and Sony. What do you think pushed you across the line today?
I think that the situations that I was in at the Sony and the Amex, even though I did not win either of those two tournaments, my mindset changed after those 2 weeks from maybe I can still win out here to I definitely can still win out here. I didn't know when it was going to happen or if it was going to, you know, for it to happen as soon is incredible. But the way I played those 2 weeks, especially Sunday at the Amex. You know, coming down the stretch, I just felt great. I was nervous, but I felt great, and I hit so many great shots, and I hit a ton of great putts, and unfortunately on the back nine at Amex, none of them went in. But, you know, I felt like I executed, you know, almost flawlessly. And so to do that, even though it didn't work out, it was just like, you know, I know that if I do that again, it's going to work next time.
And I'm curious, this was Eric's, I think it's 15th tour start. Did you, before you won the first of your five out here, did you have an experience where you had a close call and fell just short? And I wonder if you did, what'd you pull out of it?
Yes, I finished second at the Houston Open my rookie year, which was at that time in the spring. And at that time, we also, the Sony was the first tournament of the year. So that was relatively early in my tour career. And I think I had a one-shot lead after 36 holes at 9-under. And I shot 8-under on the weekend and got waxed by Phil Mickelson, who I think shot 16-under over the weekend or 14-under over the weekend, something like that. So that was a great experience for me, you know, being in contention and being in the lead and right around the lead. And also got to see that, like, sometimes, you know, you can play great and get beat. I mean, that's certainly happened to me a handful of times. AT&T Pebble Beach in probably 2013 or so comes to mind also. I played unbelievable and finished, I think, three shots clear of third, and Brant Snedeker, a good friend of mine, just could not miss from 40 feet the whole week, and you know, played unbelievable and won. But yeah, it's just you kind of got to do what you can do, and that the experiences of it going both ways makes you realize, like, you know, there's only so much I can control here. You know, I can't control the outcome of this tournament. I can just control what I'm doing on each shot, on each hole.
Okay, we'll finish up with Craig.
Thanks for being open about this, but I'm just curious, is this the first time you won on tour without celebrating with an adult beverage?
On the PGA Tour, yes. I did win a Korn Ferry Tour event a few years ago, and yeah, so I was able to, but I think we'll probably celebrate tonight the same way. So Sepp, who won last year, is known for his very high Diet Coke consumption, and I'm probably pretty close to him, actually. So I remember last year we ended up back in this house together that night, and that was the first thing he did, is poured a bunch of Diet Cokes in there. So I'll probably do the same.
What's it like for you to do something like that that's so different and says a lot about what you've gone through your life?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm so excited to celebrate tonight with my friends, and you know, obviously wish that my wife and kids were down here with me, but I'll get to see them on Wednesday. They're coming down for Bay Hill next week, and so yeah, it'll be a lot of celebrating, and you know, I'm thank God that alcohol won't be a part of it.
All right, well, Chris, we're proud of you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Doug.
You're a free man.
So there you have it, everyone, from the Honda Classic. You have a few interviews, and it's a fond farewell that we pass along to Honda, leaving the Honda Classic. What a great time. It's always a lot of fun. It's a big party, that's for sure. Hopefully it will be in the future. For myself, Frank Bassett, and the Golf Talk America Network team, as well as the team from PGA Tour Countdown, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.